Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Today's Radio Gallery, we return to the Minnesota Artists Exhibition Gallery in the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, down on 23rd and 3rd in South Minneapolis. It's a gallery dedicated solely to Minnesota artists. The Minnesota Artists Exhibition Program is run by and for artists, and all Minnesota artists are eligible to apply to have a show in the gallery. Liz Miller's Ornamental Invasions and Paula McCartney's A Field Guide to Snow and Ice are currently on display in the gallery. The exhibit is up through July 3rd. On Thursday, May 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m., it's the Artists Talk. You can hear more about their work and ask questions of the artist. I spoke with photographer Paula McCartney about her installation.
My name is Paula McCartney, and I make photographs and artist books. There's an artist talk on Thursday evening at the MIA in the gallery, and I will be speaking about my exhibition, and Liz Miller will also be speaking about her exhibition, Ornamental Invasion. The show is called A Field Guide to Snow and Ice, and the exhibition is at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts in the Minnesota Artists Exhibition Program. And the exhibition is 70 photographs that are adhered directly to the gallery walls. And I think of this show as, and the works in the show, as one single piece, as sort of an installation that speaks to this idea of snow and ice. All of the photographs in the exhibition are all natural elements, but they are not all photographs of snow and ice. They're photographs of snow and ice, but also photographs of substances that are reminiscent of snow and ice. And so just for an example, I have snowflakes in the show that are actually Queen Anne's lace, the wildflower that I pressed and made a photogram of. I also have photographs of the Minnehaha Falls, the waterfall in my neighborhood that has frozen in the winter. There's photographs of that that are also in dialogue with photographs of stalagmites in Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico that I made photographs of. And I was really fascinated by the fact that the structures, which, you know, are so substantially different, you know, a waterfall just frozen water, and then that lasts maybe several months, and then the stalagmites, which were formed over millions of years and will probably last millions more, were both formed by dripping water and had a very similar forms to both structures. I moved here from San Francisco probably like 5 years ago or so now, and at first I just kind of hid inside during the winter and waited for it to pass, but after a couple of years I thought, you know, this is kind of an exotic landscape for me, and I really need to see what this is all about. I want to explore this idea of winter, because I had experienced winter before, but not like winter with all capital letters that lasted for half the year. And so when I decided I wanted to make photographs of snow and ice, I also realized that being the person that I am, I didn't want to only be making work in the winter, because I don't particularly like being cold. So I was like, well, I'm going to make some photographs of snow and ice, but then I'm also going to find on these substances that I've either seen in the past or have heard of that look like snow and ice. And so one of my making work where it was warm was going to White Sands National Monument, which is also in New Mexico. And I was, you know, just looking at the landscape, and the gypsum sand is white, white, like snowy white, and I was fascinated by that. And then what they do is they plow with a snow plow, which I love that it's a snow plow. They plow the one road through the park each day, and as I was driving on the road and seeing these, I was like, oh, there's my snow-covered Alps. This is perfect, these small mountains. And by just looking at something in a different way and having like this idea of snow and ice in my mind, I feel like I can find winter everywhere. I think of myself as a landscape photographer. I make photographs of landscapes, but they're all landscapes that exist in my mind. While these are all natural structures, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find that exact image out in the landscape, because those are already there for everybody to see. I'm trying to make some kind of new.
You can find some of the images of Paula's work and Liz at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. If you love Radio Gallery, let us know. Drop us an email at KUMD@KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton.